Blog Talk Radio.
People.
Well, you're certainly experiencing the kind of situation that is perfect for medication.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the NLP. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and tonight you're in for a very special treat. My guest is Marla Mace, and she's a singer-songwriter, but she's also got a journey, but she can also open up your creative, your enterprising energies to expand your life by how you can start writing songs and how her path is actually a leading light for you. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Marla to the show.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing? How you doing, Rob? Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor and my privilege. And we were going to live stream this, but I can't get the podcaster to play right now. So we'll just do Blog Talk Radio. And
sounds good.
So, Marla, you have a new CD coming out.
Yeah.
What is that about? Tell us about some of the songs that are going to be on it.
Sure. My new CD is called Speak, and it's going to be released in June. And basically, it does have a theme, obviously. I mean, it's called Speak for a reason. It's not, it's not like Brief Night Out, which is my old CD, which has a whole story and it's a rock opera. This one is different pieces that are, I guess, different variations on speaking out, speaking your voice, maybe knowing things and willing about them. I mean, like the first song, for example, is called Lioness. It's actually it starts as a poem. It's a kind of a poem song, and it's about being silenced in general. This is more like someone who, the metaphor of being like a lioness and caged up, and that, they're just throwing me a piece of meat every day, and then someone comes around or something comes around that suddenly inspires the lioness to become alive again and want to speak. So that kind of opens with that kind of thing about feeling shut down and then, something, coming in and inspiring to speak up. And then, there's different songs like that. Like one song is a song actually called Scream, which is a song about, women who are abused, I guess, or not just abused, like human sex trafficking and prisoners and more. But it doesn't sound like it. If you listen to it, you wouldn't even know that the song is actually about it. But the song does speak about that. It does, why didn't you tell anyone? Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you do anything? Kind of thing. But it doesn't say, my album, the CD is not a political album. I mean, there's another song that's just, I call it Divine Restlessness. That's the name of it. And it's about being an artist or just a human being and feeling the urge to, that something is always telling me that I need to be doing something, that I need to be speaking. I guess that's really the song that's kind of like the title track of the album in a way, even though it's called Divine Restlessness, because it's, it tells me I have to speak. And there's this thing that I have, I can't relax the night or I can't chill out because there's always something I feel like I need to be doing as far as my artwork and speaking, through my words, because I think of myself as a writer. I am a writer, but I think of myself as a writer first. So that's kind of the format of the album. There's different songs. There's songs about love. I mean, there is a song, there's love. There's a very funky, sexy tune, which has to do with speaking also, because I'm kind of, I can be kind of, not on the edge, but on the edge. I'm not afraid to say what I think, no matter what it is, really. So that's a sexy tune, but they're all kind of about speaking out, whatever that means, in your sexuality, in about things that you see in the world, about as an artist, as a human being.
Now, you said something in there way early about being silent. Is it the silence before you write that makes your song?
I don't know if it's the silence. It's basically, usually it's something that I feel it in my body. I mean, I definitely I get inspired. I mean, I do, when I need to express something, it just comes through me. Like I can feel it like this, like a wave almost. And then it's like, or an agitation. And then I need to do something with it. Now, I don't always do something with it. Sometimes I don't. And then the song or the piece or the whatever it is that I'm writing might disappear because I don't grab onto it at that moment. But there is something about, so it is in a way about silence, because the thing is I can remain silent if I don't grab my pen or a voice recorder and do that. I feel the need to express myself. So if I don't, it is silence, you know.
You know, you said something there quite unique about expressing yourself. How do you feel that the people in the world aren't really expressing themselves right now, Marla? And everybody's afraid to be different and speak out.
I think people, I mean, we all are, you know, including me. It's scary to for some reason people are afraid, you know, and me too, to be who we are, you know, and really not trusting, you know, we don't trust in our own selves and in our own abilities and in our own, and in our own beingness. Like, I am who I am, and I, you know, not trying to be something else or something that's, you know, being dictated to me because maybe I see it in a movie or I see it on TV or I hear about it. And there's this fear as if, like, will be unveiled. You know, we hear that a lot, like if people really got to know me or something. And I think a lot, you know, I think it's a lot of stuff. I can't answer all these questions, obviously, but I think that, you know, some things in our culture don't really inspire or don't really provoke, you know, people to do that, even though we say that it does. I mean, there's, you know, the whole, I mean, it's a mixed bag because of the American, you know, individuality, and we can be whatever we want, be who you are, and you'll be successful, and that's true. And then there's a lot of other messages that are, you know, we're not young enough, rich enough, smart enough, and then only if you buy this product will you get what you really want. And so, you know, there's always something out there that is out of our reach that if only we had would make us be better or feel better about ourselves. And that's just not, in my opinion, that's not the place to start. The place to start is within ourselves and use what we have and what we know about ourselves and then bring that to the world. Because nobody can bring to the world what I can. Nobody can bring what the next person can. Everyone's unique in that way.
And that's very, very goddess of Onnes right there, because that's very true. It's our own uniqueness that brings the world forward. But you said a lot of omnipotent things in there, but the thing is, how do you think people are afraid of what other people think is why they hold things back?
Well, because we're human, and people are afraid of what people think, generally. I mean, you know, and are scared to show them their true selves because maybe they feel like they'll be judged or they won't be liked or it's shameful or there's a whole load of things, I think, you know. And you know, there's like an expression, you know, what anyone thinks about me is none of my business. And I kind of like that because it kind of gets rid of that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think about me, you know, as long as I think okay about me, you know. And I mean, you know, we can go into, you know, because I can go into big philosophical issues here and go, of course, well, but people, I wish I could, you know, give, you know, because, you know, for myself, too, I mean, it's a daily practice for me, people courage to be to have the courage to really be who they are and be able to feel free that they're not, like, buried inside somewhere. I used to feel that way, that I was, like, buried inside and, like, I just am trying to squeak to get out, but, you know, it's just allowing that. And for me, it has a lot to do with faith and trust and not going towards the negative, all the negative thoughts that go through our brains.
You know, that's the thing. We get too caught up in the pessimism and the negativity of the world, and we forget who we are because we encompass all that. And everybody has a song or something in them to expand the world. And it's being willing to be the gossip of the water cooler and rather the gossiper at the water cooler. And as long as they're talking about me, they're leaving everybody else alone. So, but when you sat down to write a song,
mm-hmm.
for somebody that was just going to start writing a song,
right.
Start writing songs,
Uh-huh.
What is something they should do? And how would they you tell them to go about just beginning to put it on paper?
Right. Well, again, everyone is different. I am a words person, so I go with the words first. But, you know, there may be people who go with more of a tune. But, I think if someone has something that they want to say, and maybe they don't even think it's a song, just get the words out and not, again, not judge it. Don't edit it. Don't immediately, as you're writing it down, feel like, oh, this is bad, it's not good, and judging it. It's being free to let your mind and your heart speak. Let it speak, and even if you think it's bad, and maybe it is, and maybe it isn't, it doesn't matter, get that out first. And if it's a tune that's coming to you first, well, get the tune, and don't just think, oh, no, it doesn't make sense, and because a lot of that just stops the creative process, and you know, and maybe it's fantastic right away. Maybe it's not. Maybe it doesn't matter. It's almost like clearing out the pipes too. You know, I mean, you're not gonna. You know, you got to let all the stuff come out, and then you can sift and decide what you like. And for me, often what comes out right away is what I really like. You know, the first thing is the best. You know, I like the most. I mean, I do sculpt and craft after it, but there's something about letting yourself be free to have the expression without immediately judging it as it's happening. And I think that stops a lot of people creatively, or a lot of people even in whatever they're trying to do. It's like, oh, I have an idea. And then before they even write it down, they're raising, well, no, I can't do it because of this. And it's like, no, just let yourself have it. You know, it's like be a fountain, you know, and let it out and then see. And I think that's the best way to start, you know, and not put such huge pressure on it has to be good and it has to be right, and a lot of perfectionism gets in people's way, you know, of allowing themselves to just see what's actually in their heart and soul and what they need to express, you know.
You know, you said something right there that was very, very omnipotent, because you said of what other people think and how they do it, and it's about putting it on paper. That opens people out. Once it's out there, you can do whatever you want. You said craft and do whatever. But putting it on paper for the first is the most important.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And it's not only that. If you're writing a book or doing anything, Marla, get it out there and start beginning. And don't let people that have criticized you before read it. Let people that have done things that you thought you could do, let them do it. Put
exactly.
it to positive people. Don't give it to your pessimist friends.
It's true. I had an expression recently, and I really loved it. It was go where you're celebrated. Don't go where you're tolerated. And I think that's fantastic because it's true. It's like go where you're celebrated. Surround yourself with people who are encouraging you to do stuff that you want to do, not someone who's like, oh, you never wrote, don't do it, you can't sing, you can't do this, you can't write. No, you want to be around people who are like, go for it, and you're wonderful. And I really, you know, I think that that's a really, it's a pretty good, you know, basis of a way to think about how who we want to surround ourselves with in our life when we have control over it. You know, it's why not surround yourself or myself with people who love me and celebrate me and not just are putting up with it, you know, And like what you were saying, you know, getting it down, just get it down on paper, on a recording or on a video. It doesn't even matter, you know, and just celebrate and enjoy that process of it, you know, because, again, you know, people were so wanting the end product or the, you know, getting to that end product and being perfect and being right and all that. And, you know, we can't get there unless we're willing to kind of muck through it a little bit and go where we don't know where we're going, you know, go in the unknown a little bit, and maybe where it's a little uncomfortable at first, you know, because it's a lot of good stuff comes out of that. And I believe that everyone has something to say. I really do. And that's one of the reasons why the album is called Speak, because it's not just about me. It's about, I have this feeling, like I have this, like, I really do want people to, you know, feel free to, I want people to just be out and feel like they have a voice and not submerge their voice. As we said, when I think about people and if they're feeling like they're not being heard or they've never really lived the life they want to live, and it's very sad, especially, you know, when we have the opportunity. We are free. I had this whole thing this week about being free, and, you know, when we're free and yet we keep ourselves slaves to ourselves, and, you know, it takes a lot of courage to just use this freedom that we have to speak our minds and be who we are, and, you know, we're able to do that.
When you are on a uninhibited on the inside, you're uninhibited on the outside. You know, you're uninhibited.
Yeah.
So, Marla, how can people find your music? I know there's on Be Wisdom and All Tied Up Productions, and where else can they get your music?
Well, you can find it on the usual suspects, on iTunes, Amazon.com. Obviously, there's also a lot of internet sites that have my CD, like you just mentioned, the Be Wisdom and All Tied Up. There's a indiebandsblog.com. That's someone out in the UK has it. I believe Women's Radio might have it. There's a whole bunch. If someone Googles me, you can find it. But, you know, there's definitely the biggies that, you know, you find everyone's CD on, and that's fantastic. You can go there. You can also go to my own website, which is marlamace.com. I don't sell it on my website, but you can listen to the CD there. The songs are all there, and you can sample them and listen to it. And that CD, Brief Night Out, is the one that's out already. It was actually just released in November, so I kind of did two back-to-back. And Brief Night Out is it's a rock opera, so it tells a story. So if anyone wants to listen to the story, you can just go on my site and listen to the whole album. The lyrics are there, and then, you know, you can go buy it if you want on iTunes or Amazon. And because it does tell a whole story. And as far as speak, it's going to be the same thing. The CD will be available on CD Baby also. CD Baby and all those same places. And if you just go to my website, it will tell you where to go. I'm very Google. How do you say it?
Googleable. I see. That's pretty.
I'm all over the
place. That's good. You're very Googleish. Anyway. But also, Marla, you got some touring dates coming up. When are they?
Well, I'm doing a festival. I've been invited to a festival that's going to be I'm performing on May 5th in Lehigh, Pennsylvania. It's the Lehigh Valley Music Conference. And you can go to whoever wanted that website, and a whole bunch of performing. And I will be doing a showcase there. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, I'm excited that he invited me to that. And so that's the next gig. And then I'm doing a festival in New York called the Songwriters Beat in July. It's like a 3-day festival. And, you know, a lot of songwriters, I'll be doing that. And I will be putting up my show this summer as well. I'm locking in the venue now, but I will put it up in New York, which is my play. My CD, A Brief Night Out, is also a play. It's a rock and roll musical, and I'm in the play. It's like a one-woman show. There is another actor in it. His name is Martin Vidnovic. He's a pretty he's a Broadway veteran. Some people who know Broadway shows will know who he is. He's hilarious. He's great, and that will be up this summer. I'm just locking in the venue. I'm trying to decide which to use. And then I am in the works with talking with some people in China this summer, but next summer of 2012. So that's the cultural exchange thing. There's some rock and roll over to the universities there. And so that's another thing. And it's another possibility that just came in, which is kind of new and exciting. I don't, you know, nothing is solid yet, but it looks pretty good about, you know, potentially, you know, going to Europe as well in the fall. So a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff. It's pretty exciting.
It sounds like it. But here's just something that, you know, the exciting part comes after the journey of expansion on the inside, don't you feel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could never have done any of this if I haven't really changed my entire way. A lot of my way, my entire way of being. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, a bunch of hardships and just really changed the way I do things. And really, I operate from an attitude of gratitude, Rob. which is my son, and that really has changed everything. And also looking fear in the face, and instead of running from fear, kind of turning around and going, hey, fear, okay, you know, and embracing it in some level, and just seeing the positive things I have in my life and working off of those, and then taking risks and saying, screw fear, I'm going to take the risk and I'm going to do the things that I really feel I need to be doing and what's calling me to do. And it's changed everything. I couldn't be doing all this. I wouldn't be able to be touring and have the drive. And, you know, I've been working very hard, you know, creatively, but also on the business end of things with this. And I couldn't have done it if I didn't expand. There's no way, you know, there's it would have been impossible because I had too many negative thoughts stopping me every second. Too many things saying, no, you can't do that. You're this. You can't be singing because, you know, you haven't been doing it since you're 2 years old. Or, no, you can't do that because, you know, you're a woman and, you know, you're 40. You're over 40. You can't do that. Or all these voices that can come in and give you millions of reasons why you can't be doing something. And because of the shift in me, I'm just like, okay, very nice to hear what you have to say. And I'm going to do it anyway. Thank you very much. And miracles have happened. I mean, I don't, you know, it's not being dramatic. It's miraculous. And that's for everyone, you know. That's for everybody.
And that's absolutely true. It's about engaging who you are. And her and Marla's stuff is available at Be Wisdom and All the Suspects, as she says. But it's also go visit MarlaMace.com and learn about Marla. Because Marla, if you're listening to what Marla said, you can see she's got some get and go in her. In her wisdom, but also in her heart, and that's where it's at. So, Marla, what would you, let's just go to somebody that's been going through challenges but has a desire. What would you tell them to do for the to open themselves out to take the next step forward?
Well, I think, I mean, if they have some things, sometimes when you're in challenges, is the best time to actually explore your creative side or your desire to, because that's when you may need to express even greater. So it's an opportunity to take the challenge and say, okay, what can I do with this? Maybe I can, you know, write a book about this. Maybe I can write a novel if this person has a situation or write a song. I'm using writing as an example because I'm a writer. I mean, it could be a painting. It could be, who knows, you know, maybe starting some nonprofit. Something that you will have a desire to do. It could be anything. It's just, you know, taking that place of kind of woundedness. You know, if you're being challenged and maybe you've been wounded or hurt or you know, sometimes we're traumatized or whatever. And instead of, you know, and trying to find something in it that you can make turn, you know, take with it and make positive out of it. If there's, you know, challenges like really hardships like that, and maybe use it as an opportunity. And
that's true, but here's something that I've learned in my journey I've expanded into. When there's chaos and challenge going on, the quickest and the most easiest way through it is ask, where's the opportunity to expand my life and to enrich my cash flow? And then you start looking for the opportunity.
Right. Well, definitely within the chaos, there's always an opportunity, but it's not letting... staying calm within the chaos too, because the chaos is very, you know, tempting to join, and sometimes we can't help but do it if, you know, life does it. But if we can somewhat maintain a certain calmness, and you know, there's things that people can do. You know, I mean, I like to meditate or pray. I love prayer. I do yoga. I mean, whatever it is. Some people may jog or whatever. Something that brings you closer to your core and listening to you and kind of quieting down all the noise around.
You just said something that is probably the most profound thing anybody in personal growth can do, and that's listen to yourself in the core. You said that, and that's very, very true. That's very...
Yeah. It is true. Listening to the self. That's
but it's a higher self. Anyway, Marla, thank you for being here, and thank all the listeners for being on the line. And you can get Marla's stuff at eWisdom, iTunes. But go check her out at MarlaMace.com. And if you get a chance, have the opportunity to go listen to her sing. It'll be a very opportunistic time for your ears.
Thank you, Rob, for inviting me and having me on your show. I appreciate it. And be well, everyone. Take care.
And good night, everybody. And we'll see you next week. I'm on my way back to Washington tomorrow. Anyway, Marla, thank you, and I'll call you in a minute. And everybody have a good day.
All right. See you. Bye.